This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
And it's I'm not going to say it's easy to do, but I did it yesterday. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So first things first, we're going to find out if he is stationary, because last time I spoke with him, he was on the road. Have you made it to your daughter's house, Dean?
I have. I'm in a quiet room, and the family has conveniently left to eat dinner somewhere else while I do the radio show.
Did you explain to your daughter that you're like a major radio commentator nowadays?
I don't know if I went that far, but I did brag about being on your show. It's a major honor to be on Lock and Load Radio.
Well, I appreciate that. The honor is mine to have you. I haven't had a chance with all of the new stuff that's been going on for the last two or three days. Plus, I built an AR-15 that didn't explode in my hands. I haven't had a chance to look at what you've had going on. So where would you like to kick off before I start studying real quick while you're talking?
Well, we could talk about the current news.
Okay.
I haven't written about it yet, but I have tried to find out what's going on in New Zealand. And I read the manifesto that was put out, because I think trying to understand, although I don't generally recommend that we publicize nut jobs, but this guy, although he's going to be characterized as crazy, is really more like a jihadist than he is an idiot or a nut job.
Right.
He is ideologically driven. He is a political terrorist, which is different than someone who just wants to commit a large crime and suicide and become famous. I don't think this fellow really cares about fame. He cares about being effective. He's a lot like Anders Breivik in Norway, that he actually gained inspiration from.
Right. They're saying that let's see, somebody, it might have been Jeff Knox was on the show. They're saying that, he's saying that the killer really liked the Chinese form of fascist government, and that he himself was a fascist, as they're trying to sort of tie him in, like they do every time. I'm sort of surprised they can still continue to do this, but they always try to make him a right winger, but turns out this guy is a communist.
He does talk about fascism, and he says that the closest form of government that he would approve of is the current Chinese communist. They call themselves communists, but they're probably closer to the fascists than anything else. And I think that he correctly identifies themselves that way. And another interesting thing, which he is very clear about, is that one of his goals in performing this bit of terrorism, this massacre of 49 people who had not committed any crimes that we know of, and I think we should deplore that mass murder that he was involved in.
Right.
One of his goals in committing that mass murder is to create a situation where there would be more gun control passed in the United States.
Really?
Particularly, he specifically says it. Here, here's one of his, I took a couple copies of what he wrote.
Okay.
To make sure I get it correct. I'm going to quote here a couple sentences.
Sure.
Finally, to create conflict between the two ideologies within the United States on the ownership of firearms in order to further the social, cultural, political, and racial divide within the United States.
Hmm.
This conflict over the Second Amendment and the attempted removal of firearms rights will ultimately result in a civil war that will eventually balkanize the U.S. along political, cultural, and most importantly, racial lines. The balkanization of the U.S. will not only result in a racial separation of the people within the United States, ensuring the future of the white race on the North American continent, but also ensuring the death of the melting pot pipe dream. Now, that's his exact quote. I don't want to quote his entire manifesto.
Well, he sort of sounds like Charles Manson with Helter Skelter, doesn't he?
Yeah, he wants to create a race war, and for a number of reasons. And one of those, and he wants to use firearms legislation to further the balkanization of the U.S. and the exacerbation of racial tensions in order to create that race war. But very importantly, one of the things that he says he wants to do is to create a sense of gridlock and conflict within the United States so that the United States will not be able to act effectively internationally. I thought that was quite interesting.
Well, it's interesting. It's almost like he's not paying attention to me. I mean, some of the stuff he wants is already happening.
Well, but he wants to push it.
Oh.
He wants that. He perceives that tendency, and he wants to push it further. And another thing is people are saying that he mentions Donald Trump. They're very careful to say that he just mention that he mentions Donald Trump, and they imply that somehow Donald Trump is responsible for this guy. But nothing could be further from the truth. If you read what he wrote, he deplores Donald Trump's policies and what he's doing. The only thing he likes about Donald Trump is that Donald Trump is white, and so that shows him that, there is some possibility for white people to have political power in the United States.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well.
So he deplores Trump's policies and what he's doing. So this is not a follower of Donald Trump. And yet that is being implied all over the major media that I hear, just because he's mentioned in this manifesto. So while I normally would not want to publish this stuff, it's better to go to the original source and see what is actually said than to rely on some media person telling you what was said. This guy is, he very much wants to promote conflict over the United States, over the Second Amendment in the United States, and he wants to do that by promoting the Democrats pushing for gun control. And I think it's incumbent upon Democrats and leftists and progressives in this country particularly not to give this guy what he wants. He wants renewed conflict. He wants this push for gun control. Don't give him what he wants. It's always a bad idea to give terrorists what they want. It encourages them. And we have a policy that we do not negotiate with terrorists and we don't give them what they want.
Well, I agree with you on that. The only problem is that we're talking about Democrats now. And the Democrats, they heart them some gun control. And it's not even really gun control that they're talking about. It's, they're talking all about all of this behavioral control. But we're coming up on the break. And when we get back, seeing as how that he likes the Chinese form of government, you have written something about the Chinese here recently. That's where I want to go. Dean, of course, is a writer at gunwatch.com. I will give you the exact website for that one when we get back. And a featured writer at ammoland.com. And on vacation this week, I think. But he's good enough to be with us tonight, and I thank him for that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Oh, yeah, they do. It's go way beyond quality. I mean, it's high quality. When I built it, it's very high quality. Not because I built it, because the parts that went into it that fit flawlessly together. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Wine. Where are you at, Dean? You're visiting your daughter, and she is where?
I'm in Dallas. Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas. All right. And you drove there?
Not a bad place. I like Dallas.
I like Dallas. My good memories of Dallas. There's a right outside of Dallas. There's this one steakhouse that has had the same grill since 1969. Dunstan's. You should go check it out. Anyway. So, I know this guy was thinking he was Charlie Manson. In New Zealand, and there'll be more stuff come out about him, and I guess we'll talk more about him this coming Wednesday. But he mentioned something about China, and China is not a whole lot better than New Jersey when it comes to owning anything having to do with a gun, is it?
That's correct. They're different, and you just have a different philosophy in China than you do in New Jersey, but the Chinese in New Jersey philosophies about guns seem to have grown closer together in the last 20 years or so.
Right.
The interesting thing about China, when I started looking at what I could find out about Chinese law, and I've got to preface this, that Chinese law is kind of obscure and it's not certain. Because of the way they write their law, it tends to be what we would call vague in the United States. And so we can't be certain that what we read as their law is the way that they would interpret it and actually exercise it. Okay. Well, you find that in New Jersey as well. So
right.
That's not that much different. But the article that brought my attention to this was that a Chinese man had some ammunition that his father had collected over the years when his father was in the Chinese army. And this was about 400 rounds. And it's hard to say. I think most of it was ammunition that could be used in their military. Probably 7.62 by 39. Maybe there was some 7.62 by 25. I'm not sure. They didn't say the calibers. But this guy got a year in jail for having more than 20 military bullets or 1,000 airgun pellets or 200 non-military bullets. Now think about that. If you don't have a license to have a gun, a permit for a gun in the District of Columbia, and you have one cartridge, doesn't matter if it's military, non-military, shotgun, they don't do it with air guns. But if you have one cartridge, you can get up to a year in jail. In China, apparently they let you have as many as 20 military cartridges or up to 200 non-military cartridges. Well, 200, if that applies to certain non-military centerfire calibers, 200 cartridges for a big game rifle is more than most people will expend in their entire lifetime hunting big game. So that's, much less of a problem than some of the places in the United States.
I don't want to sound stupid, but do they actually have, is there a big hunting culture in China?
I was surprised to find out that hunting is rather popular in a lot of places. I'm not saying that a majority of the population.
Right.
But there is a hunting fraternity in China that enjoys hunting, and up until, let's see, 1981, you didn't have to register, at least what they called in the translation, as hunting rifles in China. You had to register military rifles, and you had to register military guns in general, but hunting rifles were not required to be registered. And then in 1996 is when they really cracked down on them, but between 81 and 86, you were allowed to have up to 2 hunting rifles for anybody who was over 18.
Were you allowed to keep them at your house?
Yes, I believe so.
Wow.
I mean, they didn't even have to be registered before 81.
Wow.
Yeah, I was shocked. And I'm wondering if I might be misinterpreting it. You know, maybe somewhere in the actual Chinese law, they say something like, guns that don't use fixed cartridges. But I didn't see any of that. They just said non-military. And it was in 96 when they finally made most of those rifles illegal. Now, what struck me, because I've been studying guns in China for a little bit, was that explained to me how the Small Arms Survey estimated that China had one of the highest numbers of privately owned firearms, not legal, but privately owned in the world. First, there's the United States with now almost certainly over 400 million privately owned firearms. We're talking about absolute numbers here, not rates or the percentage of the people who have them, but just absolute numbers. And then after that comes India with about 70 million firearms. And then third comes in China with about 50 million privately owned firearms. Now, 50 million firearms, privately owned firearms, is only about, 4% of the population. But still, that's a significant number, 50 million. Now, only 1.4% of that 50 million are registered, according to the Small Arms Survey. So, China has a lot more guns in private hands than I ever thought. And apparently they have a whole lot of people, about 50 million of them, that are willing to have those guns illegally, sort of on the black market.
Well, before we get into that, because I want to talk about that, just because of how extensive you looked into this one, we're coming up on the next break. Gunwatch.com, I believe that's Blogspot, or gunwatch.blogspot.com, or blogspot.gunwatch.com. That's what it is. Blogspot.gunwatch.com and just ammoland.com. This is where you will find a repository of all kinds of Dean Weingarten articles. Go check that out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump issues his first veto overruling Congress to protect his emergency declaration for border wall funding.
I will be signing and issuing a formal veto of this reckless resolution, and that's what it was. And I have to in particular thank the Republican strong, wonderful people, the Republican senators that were on our side and on the side of border security.
Former FBI Joint Task Force member Steve Rogers tells Fox News, if you see something, say something, after the terrorist shooting that took place at a New Zealand mosque, injuring 40 people and killing 49 others.
It's incidents like this that will trigger those on the edge that will attempt to copycat this horrific act. So saying that law enforcement worldwide, not only here in America, but worldwide, they have data banks of people that they are watching, that they're looking at, that they're surveilling.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't even know what to call this. I got to call these guys and find out what model we're going to call this thing. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am speaking with Dean Weingarten. We were just talking about China, and he just had gotten to the part, the really interesting, intriguing part about the whole Chinese gun thing, and that's the black market. Let's hear about the black market in China and how surprising that is.
What's happened, as China has become more prosperous, and it's become incredibly more prosperous in the last 30 years, it's created a fairly large class of middle class in China and wealthy people in China. And Chinese people like guns, or at least a fair number of them do. And so it's created a market for guns in China where you have wealthy and middle and upper middle class people who are willing to pay to get guns. And there's enough of them and enough demand, apparently, that the Chinese government does not treat mere ownership of guns as a very serious crime. It's a little bit like marijuana in the United States.
Right.
Mere possession of an ounce of marijuana is generally not treated as a very serious crime. In China, mere possession of one gun and a few cartridges, according to the sources I was able to find, is not treated as a very serious crime. But if you traffic in guns, that gets more serious and you can end up in jail for 2 or 3 years.
Right.
And that's, you know, that's a pretty serious thing, especially in a Chinese prison, I would imagine. I realize there's a difference between the way we use prison and jail. I'm not sure it's such a large difference in China. But if you look at their talk about just the penalties for mere carrying of a gun. Now, I suspect in China that's quite a bit different than in the United States. In almost every state, there's no penalty for merely having a gun in your car, for example.
Right.
Now, New Jersey might be an exception, okay, or New York. But in China, merely having a gun in your car would probably be considered illegal carrying of a gun. And just walking in the woods with a gun in almost all American states would not be considered a crime.
Right.
But in China, it probably would be considered illegal carrying of a gun. But the penalties for illegal carrying of a gun amount to, you know, maybe a few days or a week in detention or being detained while they're trying to figure out really what you're doing, and a fine of maybe $75 U.S. It's treated much closer to what we would, you know,
like a ticket.
Traffic ticket in
yeah.
the United States. And nowhere near as bad as drunk driving. So, with the relatively mild penalties for ownership, I think that that has helped create a black market. And the Chinese don't have the prejudices of our eastern seaboard or liberals here saying that guns are bad. Remember, Chairman Mao said, political power grows out of the barrel of a gun.
Right.
The Chinese historically have rather liked guns because they recognize that guns grant person, you know, they are an extension of personal power. And so there is this market for black market for guns, and the sources that I read see that black market serves two major customers, sets of customers. One set is the recreational collector, hunter, shooter, who just likes guns, wants to use them either hunting or target shooting or tinkering or whatever he does with them, kind of like the gun culture in the U.S. And then the other is the organized criminal market, which would be similar to our organized criminal market, where they use the guns for intimidation. And those guns tend to be more of the military type, probably a lot of AK variants and Tokarev and Makarov variants and things like that. And what you see is that it's easier in China to just make guns than to try to import them from somebody else. I suspect a fair number are diverted from factories and the military, too, that's just bound to have some kind of leakage like that. But the Chinese realize that the technology for making guns is not that hard. And in Small Arms Survey, they talked about a study where in one of the provinces that's known for gun making in China, the artisans there were making semi-automatic pistols, and then at a cost of about $45 each. But in the coastal cities, you know, the big centers of population and industry in China,
right,
those pistols were being sold for $1,500. Well, that's the kind of profit you only see, you know, in things which
right.
tend to be in a black market.
Black market, yeah.
Prostitution yeah. Or drugs or prohibition with alcohol. So that's a lot of incentive for people to find and create networks and to create small manufacturing facilities. And remember, guns are not hard to make. And with the technology that's coming to China, where small lathes and mills are common and cheap, everybody and his brother can learn how to weld. Any real technological problems are easily solved by looking them
right.
up on the internet. You have a very active black market manufacturing situation for illegal guns in China. And there was a crackdown in 2012. I'm going to assume it went for most of the year. They confiscated 160,000 guns. Now, and that's a fair amount of guns, but it's not much compared to 50 million.
Right.
And they confiscated those from 20,000 suspects. And what just fascinates me is that's 8 guns per suspect. Well, most of the people in China who are buying guns probably are buying 1 or 2 because guns are expensive on the black market. And if you're going to hunt with them or target shoot, you don't need a lot more. And because they're expensive, an average, even upper class person isn't going to have a big collection. So it's obvious that they were cracking down on dealers
yeah.
not on individual owners.
Yeah. That,
and it fits.
We're coming up on the break. That's fascinating. We're coming up on the – that part of it was fascinating. The $4,500 the $45 to $1,500 part is just crazy. But I was waiting on the whole time for you to get to that just because it's so crazy. Blogspot.gunwatch.
Yeah, and this is from the Small Arms Survey, which is
right.
sort of leftist source. It's not me.
Right.
It's from a very well-known Swiss international collector of data.
Okay. We're coming up on the next break. Blogspot.gunwatch.com. Ammoland.com. That's where the repository of all of Dean's work sits. It's waiting for you right there. When we get back, more. This is Lock and Load.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And a very nice one at that. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. And haven't had a chance to ask you about this yet, but what are your thoughts coming out of Connecticut?
Which case are we talking about in Connecticut?
The one where they just decided that the families of Sandy Hook can sue.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that's going to be overturned on appeal. I mean, the law is very clear on that. I think we just have some activist judges that want to be politically correct here. I just don't believe that'll stand. And so the law was created specifically for cases like this so that you couldn't use the tort system to do what you couldn't do legislatively. And the whole purpose of these kind of lawsuits is to destroy the firearms industry. That's what they were designed for.
Right.
That's why the law was put in place. So to claim that the mere manufacture of firearms and sale through legal channels is somehow creates a hazard that you should be able to sue against is to put the cart way before the horse. You're assuming that these guns create a hazard, and then you're suing instead of figuring out whether they really do create a hazard. And that's why the law was changed, and this type of lawsuit was forbidden in law. It's the same thing as saying that because criminals use cars to do crimes, You can sue the car company every time a criminal uses a car in a crime. It's absurd. You could do away with all of modern life with that type of mentality. For example, people die in hospitals.
Right.
So do hospitals facilitate death? Well, you have a lot of people die in hospitals. Should we be able to sue the hospital every time somebody dies in a hospital? I mean, it's not exactly the same because no crime is committed. But you see this, it's this attempt to say that because something happened, you can sue somebody. And it's a bad idea.
Right.
The law on suing firearms companies because of a crime committed by somebody else is very bad law. It's nothing like product liability law because the product is not malfunctioning. The product is not doing something it wasn't designed to do.
Right.
A gun fires when you pull the trigger. It's operating the way that it's designed to operate. So it's completely different from a car, say, when you try to steer and it doesn't steer the right way, or when you try to brake and it doesn't brake the right way. It's a totally different application of the law. And those who claim that this is a valid extension of tort law are just wrong.
Well, shouldn't they be looking at Lucky Gunner and saying there's the precedent right there?
Of course. Well, that is one of the precedents, and there's others. But the court didn't do that. And now I have to say, I have not read that decision. I just read the headlines about that decision.
Right.
That's a lot different. But I've read previous cases on that decision, and it's very clear, and the courts have been very clear, that these families do not have any right under law to sue under these circumstances. And previous courts have held that up. This is, I think, the first court that said that they can sue. And I hate to say it, but I think you'd have to look at the makeup of the court, what the political aspirations and ideologies of the people on the court are, and my guess is that in Connecticut they tend to be rather leftist.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking about
it. Look at them.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking about it. I got an email today, so if you would, and I don't know how much of a thrill he'll get out of this. He may get mad. I don't know. We'll see. But you have a big fan name who likes for you to be on the show. His name is Russ Harrison. He's out of Alaska. He especially likes when we talk about bear attacks. So say hello to Russ.
Russ, hello. You watch for Amaland in the next few days. There's a big bear article coming up. That's some of the major research I've done on bears and pistols or handguns, depending which term you want to use. So that should be coming up in just a few days. It's over a 10,000-word article. I haven't seen it scheduled yet.
Russ is one of the few out there that actually have a lock and load radio hat. I've tried a few times to have merchandise, Dean, and I found out when it comes to selling merchandise, I'm a really good radio talk show host. So I'm not very good at selling the merchandise. Before we run out of time, we got about four minutes here. I noticed that you wrote about Dick's Sporting Goods. Now, shouldn't they just go away and go out of business?
They're trying to transition. They're trying to get out of the gun business.
Well, why don't they just pull them?
Say again?
Well, I mean, are they just not pulling them so they can get out there and have another day where they go, today
well, they
we decided to pull.
A lot of them. They just took guns out of 125 stores.
Yeah. But, I mean, after Sandy Hook, they said, we won't sell AR-15s anymore. And then they said, we won't sell AR-15s.
Not only did they say they wouldn't sell AR-15s, they said the guns that they were not going to sell, they would destroy rather than, you know, sell them back to a wholesaler or to another retailer or something like that. That's absolutely an insane ideological decision. All
right.
They are doing with that is putting money in the hands of the gun manufacturers, which they claim to abhor. It makes no sense.
Making
whatsoever.
It pretty easy,
because
too, right?
If you take guns that are at the retail level and destroy them,
right?
The gun manufacturers just make more.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, it seems like they're trying to time this to where they can keep on saying, well, we're not selling these guns. And I think they just ought to pull them because we've got one up here where I live. And, I mean, it's right beside a Best Buy. So you'd be looking at a Best Buy, and it looks like they're giving TVs away. They're just bustling. And you look next door at Dick's, and, you know, you can have whatever parking space you want. Nobody going in there. They're just losing business hand over. Yeah.
Enmity among Second Amendment supporters have long memories. And while Dick's may not be Smith & Wesson, which was driven actually to bankruptcy and had to change management because of their political adherence to Clinton. And, you know, they changed ownership. Now, don't get me wrong. I think Smith & Wesson makes fine products now. I don't think there's any problem with buying Smith & Wesson. But they were driven to virtual bankruptcy by Second Amendment supporters with long memories who said, we're not going to buy your guns when you support the Clinton administration.
Right.
But Dick's is not Smith & Wesson. They're trying to transition, I believe it, from guns to basically being an outdoor fashion clothes store. Whether that'll work for them, I don't know. Maybe, you know, they can become an outdoor fashion show and there's enough people who are more interested in outdoor clothes than they are other things. Or as they say, we can sell kayaks to make up for guns. Well, I'm not so sure there are enough outdoor enthusiasts who are not Second Amendment supporters to do that. We'll see.
Right.
The market will tell us.
Yeah, the market will tell us. I hear what you're saying about that. I just find it interesting that they keep wanting to say, we're going to quit selling guns. Well, you already have. I mean, shut up and make that move.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
It's virtue signaling, and it's virtue signaling to a customer base they don't have.
Shrinking customer base. Dean will be back with us on Wednesday, and we will pick up the talk there. Blogspot.gunwatch.com. Ammoland.com. This is where you can find most of the stuff that he has written. And here on Wednesday and Fridays. Enjoy your time in Dallas, sir.
It's always a pleasure to be on your show, Bill.
Yes, sir. Thank you. The pleasure is mine. We'll be back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.